Learning to Adapt. Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest students who are 3 or 4 and our oldest student who's 85. And this month we are talking about adaptability. I'm willing and able to change. Last week we defined what adaptability is. And this week we're talking about how we learn to adapt and dig a little deeper into what having an open mind looks like. And learning to adapt is a skill that I think we learn throughout all of our lives. You know, as someone who's got two kids in their late teens, one's about to turn 20 and things like that, they both tell you I'm a little set in my ways. I like the dishwasher loaded a certain way. So when somebody else loads it, I wind up rearranging it as it goes through, right? Which is not a very adaptable thing to do. So I have had to learn to just let that go. I have adapted my thinking in terms of, if you've loaded it, please just put the soap in and turn it on. Because if I go to add a spoon, then I can't help myself and I have to understand that. So it's one of those things that, well, how do I adapt? Because obviously it's a good thing that they're helping by loading it, but it's a bad thing if I'm sitting there going, you didn't do it right. Because I need to have an open mind and I need to recognize the bigger picture. So I'm sharing that because as adults, you know, we get a little set in our ways and we're still that way. And I have used that to teach my own kids, hey, mom's the same as you. You know, we all have to work on our adaptability. We all have to work on our flexible thinking. So how do we learn how to do this? Here's a prime example of when I was working on mine, and they get to see that process along the way. The best way to help, at least in my opinion, the best way to help kids and adults to be adaptable is to help them learn from each other, help them observe one another. And that gives them a chance to open their mind to other ways of doing things. That gives them a chance to expand their knowledge of other ways. And it helps grow the flexibility side of their thinking if they've had that moment of learning from somebody else around them. So as we're learning how to adapt, what we're actually doing is picking up problem-solving skills, we're picking up observation skills, we're picking up knowledge-based skills so we can figure out, you know, there's not just one way to load the dishwasher, how else can we do it? Another way the kids understand it is like, you really want to play video games, but your friend really wants to draw and color. How do we adapt? How do we compromise? How do we find the middle ground so that we can both get what we want to do? Maybe one day we do one thing and one day we do the other. Maybe it's set a timer for 30 minutes and then set another timer for 30 minutes. One of those ways helps them understand that it's just not always their way. They have to be willing to make a little change. They have to be willing to have an open mind and maybe give a little. Another part of adaptability is not being so set in our thinking that the only good food is chicken nuggets and mac and cheese, right? Anybody with picky eaters will understand what I'm talking about. So if we're adaptable, we've got that open-minded thinking of, well, I like mac and cheese, which is pasta, so I might like spaghetti noodles because it's also the same thing. So now we can adapt things a little bit. We can draw those conclusions and help them see the similarities while also expanding their thinking at the same time. So adaptability, it's really about being aware. It's really about having a willingness to take in some new knowledge. And it's about having that flexible thinking as you're going along. And that's just a few ideas of how to teach and to learn adaptability. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.